and 2.5. Thank you all once again. Hare Krishna, Jai Gaurasundar Prabhuji, are you there on the call?
Yes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Pranam Prabhuji.
Pranam.
Please take over the call. Thank you very much.
All glories to Sri Guru and Gaurang, and all glories to DS devotees. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to study Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam together in assembly of advanced devotees who are listening today's class on auspicious day of Ekadasi. My special thanks to Shyam Gauri Mataji, who mercifully gave me this opportunity to purify me. Please accept my humble obeisances to all of your lotus feet. Vanchakalpa Tarubhishya Kripa Sindh Bhavacha Patitanam Pavani Bhavaisnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Before beginning Bhagavatam class, I would like to chant the prayers to our parampara. But before that, chanting. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet. Srinvatam Svakatha Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridayantastho Habhiya Badrani Vidunoti Suhitsitam Nasta Praeshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. Srinvatam Sraddhaya Nityam Grinantascha Svachestitam Kalena Nati Dirghena Bhagavan Visate Hridi Pravishta Karna Randrena Svanam Bhava Suroraham Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Namo Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Malini Namaha Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankajangre. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 2, entitled Daksha Curses Lord Shiva. I will read texts 5 through 8 because there is no purport. Plus, this is the description of how the Daksha enter in the assembly and how everybody paid him respect by standing up. And in the last verse, before taking his seat, he found out that Lord Shiva didn't get up. So he became angry. And that's the purport with that sloka number 8 has a purport also. So sloka number 5. Tatra pravistam rishayo drishtvarkam iva rochisa brajamanam pitirmiram kurvantam tan mahat Sadah Tatra, there, Pravishtam, having entered, Rishaya, the sages, Trishtva, saying, Arkam, the sun, Eva, like, just like, Rochisa, with luster, Brajamanam, shining, Viti Miram, free from darkness, Purvantam, making, Tat, that, Mahat, great, Sadaha, assembly. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: when Daksha, the leader of Prajapatis, enters that assembly, his personal bodily luster, as bright as the effulgence of the sun, the entire assembly was illuminated, and all the assembled personalities became insignificant in his presence. So here, Daksha is described as he has a luster as bright as effulgence of sun. Then, by his presence, the entire assembly was illuminated. And it's interesting that all the assembled personalities became insignificant in his presence. Now, there were some very, very important personalities that also were there. That is described in next verse. Udastishtan sadashyaste svadishnayebhyam sahagnaya rite virinchyam sarvam cha tad bhaskaksita chetasa. Udastitan stood up. Sadasya, the members of the assembly, they svadishnayebhya, from their own seats, saha agnayaha, along with the fire god, rite, except for virinchyam, brahma, sarvam, shiva, cha, and that his, daksas, bhasa, by the luster, akshita, are influenced. Chetasaha, those whose mind, the translation again, influenced by his personal bodily luster, all fire gods and other participants in the great assembly, with the exception of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, gave up their own sitting places and stood up in respect for Daksha. Text number 7. Sadaspatirbirdakso Bhagavan Sadhu Satkritaha Ajam Loka Gurum Natva Nishad Sada Tadagnaya. Sadasaha, of the assembly, Patibhi, by the leaders, Daksha, Bhagavan, the possessor of all opulences, Sadhu, properly, Satkrita, was welcome, Ajam, to the unborn Brahma, Loka Gurum, to the teacher of the universe, Natva, making obeisances, Nisas, Sadha, sat down, Tat Agnaya, by his Brahma's order. Translation: Daksha was adequately welcomed by the president of the great assembly, Lord Brahma. After offering Lord Brahma respect, Daksha, by the order of Brahma, properly took his seat. text number 8. Prananisannam mridam drishtva namrishyata tad anadritah uvacha vamam chaksurbhyam abhiviksha dahan iva prak before nisanam being seated mridam Lord Shiva drishtva saying na amrishyat did not tolerate tat by him Lord Shiva anadrita not being respected uvacha said vamam dishonest chaksurbhyam with both eyes abhiviksha looking at dahan burning eva adrif translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation before taking his seat however Daksa was very much offended to see Lord Shiva sitting and not showing him any respect. At that time, Daksa became greatly angry and his eyes glowing, he began to speak very strongly against Lord Shiva. Purport. Lord Shiva, being the son-in-law of Daksa, was expected to show his father-in-law respect by standing up with others. But because Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are the principal demigods, their positions are greater than Daksa's. Daksa, however, could not tolerate this, and he took it as an insult by his son-in-law. Previously also, he was not very much satisfied with Lord Shiva, for Shiva looked very poor and was niggardly in dress. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhisam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru श्रीजुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सहग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Prachyate Desatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasendubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurarpise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So thank you again for everyone to listen, listening to me. Text number 5 describes that Daksha has very effulgent bodily luster, just like as effulgence of the sun. So, sun is very bright, very in this universe. And in science, it is said that if you take pin size of sun, bring it over on the earth, and put it in its course, it will burn whole America from east coast to west coast. So that much powerful sun is. But spirit soul, which is part and parcel of the super soul, is 10,000 times effulgent and powerful than sun. So imagine, we are just, the spirit soul is very tiny, 1/10,000th tip of the hair, is that effulgent. And what to speak of Lord Krishna? Because we are Anu, he is a Vibhu. But still, here it is described that Daksha has that kind of effulgent. So, that effulgence or lesser was subdue the other demigods like fire gods and others in assembly. But Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, it doesn't affect. So, I would like to keep on here a position. Why Lord Shiva didn't get up to pay respect to Daksha, even though he is son-in-law and is proper etiquette to honor father-in-law? The reason is that Lord Shiva was absorbed in meditative trance. Daksha entered. So that's how Daksha became very angry. But Lord Shiva's position, there are 15 facts about Lord Shiva's position. Shiva is neither an avatar nor an avesh, and is also not in between them. Shiva is an expansion of Lord Krishna. So, Lord Shiva is most powerful, second only to Lord Vishnu. Krishna has 64 qualities. Lord Brahma possesses 78% of these qualities, but Lord Shiva possesses 84% of these qualities. We know that Lord Shiva has his own spiritual life, sampradaya, called Rudra Sampradaya. At present, this sampradaya is represented by Vallabh Sampradaya. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, chapter 13, text 16 states that Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu. Lord Shiva is the best of the Vaishnava, best of the devotee of Lord Krishna. Also, Lord Shiva is described in a 6th canto, chapter 3, verse 20. He is described as one of the 12 Mahajanas, authority in Vaishnava philosophy. Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 4, chapter 24, text 76. Lord Shiva states that if anyone reads his Rudra Gita prayer, then he will invoke the mercy of the Supreme Personality Godhead, Lord Krishna. Lord Shiva tells his wife that he drank halahala, the poison, which came out during the churning of the ocean, to please Lord Vishnu, because Lord Vishnu wanted him to drink that poison. So he was doing his duty. But he didn't let poison get down beyond his throat, because he didn't want to give trouble to Super Soul, Lord Vishnu's form, in his heart. In Padma Puran, Shiva tells his wife Sati that Sri Rama Rama Rameti Rame Rame Manorame Sahastra Nama Tat Tulyam Rama Nama Varanane, that he is relishing the chanting of the holy name of Lord Rama. So, one name of Ram is equivalent to 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu. Another quality was, Lord, his pastime was, the Lord Shiva got bewildered when he saw a female form of Lord Vishnu, Mohini Murti. Lord Shiva later reveals that he is unable to completely understand the illusory energy of Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna displays his universal form to Arjuna, and Arjuna said, "My dear Lord Krishna, I see assembled in your body all the demigods and various other living entities. I see Brahma sitting on the lotus flower, as well as Lord Shiva, and all sages and divine serpents." So during Lord Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan, Lord Shiva wanted to participate in Rasa dance along with the cowherd themselves, and he desired to become a gopi. So in Brahma Samhita, it is established that Lord Shiva derives his power from Vishnu. That sloka, verse number 10, is a person embodying the material causal principle with the great lord of this mundane world, Maheshwara, Shambhu, in the form of male generating organ, is joined to his female consort, the limited energy Maya, as the effulgent, efficient causal principle. The lord of the world, Mahavishnu, is manifest in him by his subjective portion in the form of his glance, halo. So, Lord Shiva's position is explained in Brahma Samhita. That's Kshiram Yatha Dadi Vikara Vishesa Yogat Sanjayate Nahi Tatah Prathag Yasti Heto Yah Sambhutam Api Tatah Samupeti Karyat Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Just as like milk is transformed into curd by the action of acid, but yet the effect curd is neither same nor different from its cause. So milk, so I adore the primary Lord Govinda, whom the state of Shambhu is transformation for the performance of work of destruction. So residence of Shambhu is eternal realm and Kailas, and it's between Vaikuntha planet and material world. The planet is also, that's abode of Sadashiva. And he is present with his own Shakti, Parvati, who emanates originally from the Hladini Shakti. Below this is the light of Krishna's effulgence, Brahma Jyoti. The impersonal bliss experienced in the realm originates from Hladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani, and is Brahmananda. Below Brahma Jyoti is the Karana or causal ocean or Virja river is the boundary between spiritual and material world. I'm reading from the position of the Lord Shiva, where his residence is. So Ramadevi, Lakshmi's expansion, carries Jiva along with time factor, Kala, through the glands of Mahavishnu into the material world, through the agent of Shambhu, Shiva, and impregnates the Pradhana, dead matter, undifferentiated matter, through the womb of Durga Devi as Adhar Shakti, which manifests the Prakriti, material nature as a result. Lord Shiva is Shambhu, the Lord's glance, and directly Lord Vishnu's expansion. The demigod Shiva, who, however, is not Shiva Tattva. He's Shiva Tattva in different category. So, I will discuss about the Lord Shiva's appearance in this material world. So, in the beginning, where Lord Brahma created four great sages, Kumaras, those Kumaras named Sanaka, Sanadan, Sananda, Sanatan, and Sanat Kumar. And as soon as they were born, Brahma asked them to generate progeny. But because they were attached to Krishna, Vasudev, Supreme Personal Godhead, they were unwilling to adopt materialistic activities. So on the refusal of the sons to obey the order of their father, there was much anger generated in the mind of Brahma, which he tried to control and not to express. Although he tried to curb his anger, it came out from between his two eyebrows as a child, Rudra mixed with blue color, ignorance, and red color, passion. So the Rudra, a child, was generated from between his eyebrows. So there is a note that the face of the anger is same whether exhibited due to ignorance or knowledge. Here the Daksa has exhibited this kind of anger. So anyway, after taking birth, Lord Shiva, in form of Rudra, because he is known as Rudra because as soon as he was born, he started crying loudly. And he said to Brahma, crying loudly, he said, "O Destiny Maker, Teacher of the Universe, kindly designate my name and place." So Brahma pacified the boy with gentle words and said, "O Chief of the Demigods, you shall be called by the name Rudra by all people, because you have so anxiously cried. My dear boy, I have already selected the 11 places for your residence. Those places are the heart, the senses, the air of life, the sky, the air, the fire, the water, the earth, the sun, the moon, and austerity." Lord Brahma said also that, "My dear boy Rudra, you have 11 other names. You also have 11 wives, the Rudranis." So Lord Brahma said, "My dear boy, you may now accept all the names and places designated for you and your different wives. And since you are now one of the masters of living entities, you may increase the population on the large scale." So the most powerful Rudra generated unlimited sons and grandsons, resembling his features, strength, and furious nature. And where they assemble all the grandchildren and children and grandchildren together, they attempted to devour the entire universe. So Brahma became afraid of the situation. So he told Rudra, "O best among the demigods, there is no need for you to generate living entities of this nature. They have begun to devastate everything on all sides with the fiery flames from their eyes, and they have even attacked me. My dear son, you had better situate yourself in a penance, which is auspicious for all the living entities and which will bring all benediction upon you. By penance only shall you be able to create the universe as it was before." Thus Rudra, having been ordered by Brahma, he circumambulated his father, master of the Vedas, and addressing him with the words of assent, he entered the forest to perform austerities, penances. So Lord Shiva was saying Parvati that when Parvati asked him that everybody has changed your name, who are you worshipping? Who are you changing? Then he answered, "Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param." And also he says that Mukti Pradata Sarvesham Vishnu Evana Samsaya. Only Vishnu can give a liberation. There is no doubt about it. Not me or anybody else. So one time, Lord Shiva to appear as Shankaracharya and teach impersonalism. He didn't like it, but he followed his order, Lord Krishna's order, and became Shankaracharya, and he propagated impersonalism. But at the same time, he told his disciples that Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Moodamate. Worship Govinda. He says, Samprapte Sannihite Kale Nahi Nahi Raksati Duskurin Karne. Worship Govinda, worship Govinda, worship Govinda. O fools, rules of grammars will not save you at the time of your death. The another place he says that, another sloka is that, Angam Galitam Palitam Mundam Dasana Vihinam Jatam Tundam Vriddho Yati Grihitva Dandam Tadapi Namuchya Taya Tadapi Munjan Chatya Asapindam. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani, Jasare Sayanam. Iha Samsare Bahudustare Kripaya Apare Papahi Murare. So, born again and again, death again, birth again, stay in mother's womb. It is indeed hard to cross this boundless ocean of samsara. O Murari, that's why Lord Shiva, Shankaracharya, is praying, O Murari, redeem me through thy mercy. Hello. Saying all these things, I will talk about some stories. One story appeared in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So one poor Brahman worships Lord Shiva to get some benediction. But Lord Shiva advised him, that devotee, go to Sanatana Goswami. So, expecting some benediction from Sanatana Goswami, the Brahman approached to to Sanatana Goswami. Now, Sanatana Goswami had a touchstone which can turn iron into gold. So, Sanatana Goswami told him, you can find that touchstone in the garbage pile. So, when the Brahman took this touchstone, he was happy, and he became rich and all that thing. But then he started thinking, if this touchstone is the best benediction, then why Sanatana Goswami kept it within the garbage? So he came back to Sanatana Goswami and he said, sir, if this is the best benediction, why did you keep it within the garbage? Sanatana Goswami then informed him, actually this is not the best benediction, but are you prepared to take the best benediction from me? The Brahman said, yes, Lord Shiva has sent me to you for the best benediction. Sanatana Goswami asked him to throw that touchstone in the water nearby and then come back. The poor Brahman did so, and when he returned, Sanatana Goswami initiated with him with the Hare Krishna mantra, and thus the benediction was the highest benediction is a chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, our Gaudiya songbooks, there is one song. It's a Brahma Bole Chaturmukhe, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Mahadeva Panchamukhe, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that is the highest benediction, and Brahma, and with his four mouths, he is chanting Hare Krishna. And Mahadev is also chanting the name of Lord Rama. In one of the story, this is about Chitraketu. Now Chitraketu was a worshipper of Sankarsana, same as Lord Shiva is also worshipper of Lord Sankarsana. So one time he was traveling in an airplane with his girlfriend, so he wandered into the bowers of Sumeru mountain, where he came upon Lord Shiva embracing Parvati, surrounded by the assembly of Siddhas, Charanas and great sages. Seeing this, Lord Shiva in that situation, Chitraketu laughed very loudly. So Parvati became very angry at him and cursed him. Chitraketu, however, was not at all afraid of Parvati's curse, and thus he spoke Vedic wisdom and thanked Parvati, Mother Parvati, for giving him that kind of curse. So when the Chitraketu spoke in this way, all the members in the great assembly in which Lord Shiva and Parvati were present were astonished. Then Lord Shiva began speaking about the devotees of the Lord. It's a very famous verse. It's called Narayana Para Sarve Na Kuttaschana Vibhyati Svarga Apavarga Narkesu Apituliyata Darshina. It's in devotees solely engaged in devotional service of the Supreme Personal Godhead Narayan. Never fear any condition of life. Fear for them the heavenly planets, liberation and hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of Lord Krishna. So those who approach Lord Shiva as the greatest Vaishnava, Vaishnava Mayathasambhu, and please him and receive his benediction, to he can become a better Vaishnava. So you mentioned about the Lord Shiva wanted to enter into Rasa dance. So he could not enter into Rasa dance, so he has to become gopi. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Sankalpa Kalpa has described the Gopiswara Pranam Mantra. It goes like that. Vrindavana Vani Pate Jaya Soma Soma Maule Sanaka Sanandana Sanatana Naradeya Gopishwar Vraja Vilasi Yuga Angri Padme Prema Prayachaya Nirupadhi Namo Namaste. O gatekeeper of Vrindavan, O Soma, all glories to you. O you whose forehead is decorated with moon and who is worshipful for the sages headed by Sanak, Sanatan, Sananda, Narada. O Gopiswar, desiring that you bestow upon me prema for the lotus feet of Sri Radha Madhava, who perform joyous parasam in Vrajadham, I offer obeisances unto you time again and again. And in Murari Gupta's Karcha, there is a Shivashtakam composed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself upon entering Lord Purari Shiva in a place known as Ekamraka in South India. In fact, it contains many favorite verses to chant for Lord Shiva, the Param Vaishnava. That's Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sauri Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva Ityadi Nama Amrita Pranamatam Bringadi Prayankhela Dukha Hantre. For Shiva, who takes away the sorrow of the world, always absorbed like the king of the bumblebee in the nectar of these names of Krishna, Sri Ram, Govinda, Mukunda, Sauri, Sri Krishna, Narayana, Vasudeva, and more. Sri Gauri Netrot Savamangalaya, Tat Prananathaya Rasa Pradaya, Sada Samut Kantha Govinda Ki Leela, Ganga Gana Pravinaya Namo Stutubhyam. His auspice, let me read it again. This is very nice, beautiful. Sri Gauri Netro Savamangalaya Tat Prananathaya Rasa Pradaya Sada Samuk Samutkanta Govinda Leela Gana Pravinaya Namostubhyam. He is the auspicious festival for the eyes of Gauri and the Lord of her life. He is the giver of rasa as he always engaged with a great enthusiasm in expertly chanting Govinda Leela. Unto that Lord, I offer my obeisances. Jaya Jaya Gopiswara Vrindavana Majya. We have a song. So, lastly, I will sing the Sri Sri Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava, the prayers for the merciful sideblown glance of Sri Radha. Srimati Radha, Radha Rani Kripa Kataksha Stava was composed and was sung or spoken by Lord Shiva to Parvati. Munindra Vrindavandite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vatra Pankaje Nikunja Bhuvilasini Vrajendra Bhanu Nandini Vrajendra Sunu Sangate Kadakarishyasi Himam Kripakataksa Bhajanam. O Goddess worshipped by the King of Sages, O Goddess who removed the suffering of the three worlds, O Goddess whose face is a blossoming lotus, O Goddess who enjoy pastime in the forest, O daughter of Rishabhanu, O companion of Rajat Prince, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Asoka Viksavallari Vitana Mandapasthite Prabalavala Plallava Prabharurandri Komale Varabhya Sphuratkare Prabhuta Sampadale Kada Karishasi Mam Kripakataksha Bhasanam. O Goddess staying in a wine cottage by an Ashok tree, O Goddess whose delicate feet are as splendid as red blossoms, O Goddess whose hand grants fearlessness, O abode of transcendental opulence, when will you cast your merciful glance, sidelong glance upon me? anangarangamandala bhangura bhruvam sa vibrama sa brahm sa sambramam dagat bana patayan patani patani ananga mangala prasanga bhangur bhuvam sa vibram sambramam daganta bana patani nirantaram vashikrita pratita nandanandane kada karishasi hamam kripa kataksha bhajini. O goddess who playfully shooting the arrows of your glance from the curved bows of your auspicious amorous eyebrow, have completely subdued Nanda's son Krishna. When will you cast your merciful side long glance upon me? Tadita suvarna sadita suvarna champaka pradipa gora vigrahe mukha prabha parasta koti saradendu mandale vichitra chitra sanchara chakora shavalochane kada karishya sihamam kripa kataksa bhajanam. O goddess whose form is as splendid as champaka flower, gold and lightning. O goddess whose face eclipses millions of autumn moons. O goddess whose eyes are wonderful, restless, wonderful, restless young chakora birds, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Madonmanat, madonmadati yauvane pramodamanamandite priyanuraga ranjite kalavilasa pandite ananya danya kunja raja kama keli kovide kada karishya sihamam krita kripa kataksa bhajanam. O young girl intoxicated with passion, O goddess of goddess decorated with cheerful, jealous anger, O goddess whose passionately love your beloved Krishna, O goddess learned in playful arts, O goddess expert in enjoying amorous pastime in the kingdom of the peerlessly opulent forest groves of Vrindavan, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? And the next one is Asoka Hava Bhava Dira Hira Hara Bhushite Prabhuta Satukum Sata Kumba Kumba Kumbi Kumba Sustani Prasanta Prasasta Manda Bhasya Chuna Puna Sokya Sagare Kadakarisha Sihama Kripakataksa Bhama Bhajanam. O goddess decorated with a pearl necklace of bold amorous hints, O goddess as fair as gold, O goddess whose breasts are great golden waterfalls, O ocean of happiness filled with the scented powders of gentle smile, when will you cast merciful glance, side glance upon me? Mrinalavalavallari taranga ranga dolate talatagralasya lola nila lochanavalokani lalallu lalabhin lalalmilamma nogna mugda moha nisrite kada karishya sima mamka pakataksa bhajini. I have to read it. And again, because the third line is very complicated. Mrinala valla valla bhiti ranga ranga dolate lotagra lasya lola nila lochanava lokani lalal lulan milan manoja mugda mohanasrite kada karishasi hamam kripa kataksa bhajanam. O goddess whose arms are lotus stalks dancing on the waves. O goddess whose dark eyes are dancing vines. O playfully playful, beautiful, charming goddess, when you will cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me. Suvarna mallikanchite kanchita tirekha kumbhakantha ge rishula mangali gunati ratna ditti didite salola nila kuntala prasunna guccha gumphite kada karishasiha mam kripa kataksha bhayam. O goddess who wear a golden necklace on the three-lined conch shell of your neck. O goddess splendid with three jasmine garlands and three jeweled necklaces. O goddess whose moving locks of hair, dark hair, are decorated with a bunch of flowers. When will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Nitamba bimba lamba lamba mana puspa mekhala gune prasasta ratna kinkini kalapa madhye manjule karindra shunda dandika varoha sobha goruke kada karisha sihamam kipakataksa bhaginam. O goddess who wears a sash of flowers on your curved hips. O goddess charming with a sash of tinkling jeweled bells. O goddess whose beautiful thigh punish the real elephant's trunk, regal elephant's trunk. When will you cast your merciful side-blown friends upon me? అనేక మంత్ర నాదమంజును పూర్ రాఖ ఖలత సమాజ రాజహంస వంశ నిక్వణాతి కౌరవే విలోల హేమ వల్లరి విడంబి చారు చక్రమే కదా కరీష సింహ మాం కృపా కటాక్ష భాజనం. ఓ గాడెస్ whose endless tinkling is more beautiful than the sounds of many mantras and the cooing of many regal swans. O goddess whose graceful motions mock the moving golden vines, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? Ananta koti Vishnu loka namra padma charjite himadrija pulomraja virancha varaprade అపార సిద్ధి శృద్ధి సిద్ధిద్ధ సప్తదాంగులి నఖే కదా కరిష్య సింహ మాం కృపా కటాక్ష భాయ. ఓ గాడెస్ వర్షిప్ బై బ్రహ్మ, ఓ గాడెస్ టు హోమ్ కౌంట్లెస్ మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ వైష్ణవ్ బౌ డౌన్, ఓ గాడెస్ హు గివ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ టు పార్వతి సచి అండ్ సరస్వతి, ఓ గాడెస్ హూస్ టో నెల్స్ ఆర్ anointed with limitless opulences and mystic perfection, when will you cast your merciful glance upon me? Makheshwari, Kriyeshwari, Swadeshwari, Sureshwari, Triveda Bharatiswari, Pramana Sashaneshwari, Rameshwari, Kshameshwari, Pramoda Kananeshwari, Vrajeshwari, Vrajadipate, Sri Radhike, Namostute. O Queen of Vedic Sacrifices, O Queen of pious activities, O Queen of material world, O Queen of demigods, O Queen of Vedic scholarship, O Queen of knowledge, O Queen of goddess of fortune, O Queen of patience, O Queen of Vrindavan, the forest of happiness, O Queen of Raja, O Empress of Raja, O Sri Radhika, obeisances unto me. ఇతి మమ ద్రుతం స్తవం నిశబ్యమానునందిని కరోతి సంతతం జనం కృపా కటాక్ష భాజన భవేత్ తదేవ సంచిత స్త్రీరూప కర్మ నాశనం ಲಭ್ಯತ್ ತದಾ ವ್ರಜೇಂದ್ರ ಸುನು ಮಂಡ ಪ್ರವೇಶನಂ ಅಪಾನ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾನಿಶಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈನ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ರಿಸೈಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಮೇ ಶ್ರೀ ವೃಷಭಾನು ನಂದಿನಿ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಂಟ್ಲಿ ಮೇಕ್ ಹಿಮ್ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಹರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಮರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸ್ ಎಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ all his karmic reaction, whether mature, fructifying or lying in a seed, will completely destroyed, and then he will gain entrance into the assembly of Nandanandan's eternal loving associate. Radhikaya cha sistabhyam dasabhyam cha visuddhi ಏಕಾದಶ್ಯಾಂ ತ್ರಯೋದಶ್ಯಾಂ ಚ ಪಠೇಸ್ತ ಸಾಧು ಸಾಧಕ ಸುಧಿ ಯಂ ಯಂ ಕಾಮಯೇತ ಕಾಮಂ ತಂ ತಮಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಸಾಧಕ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಪಾಕ್ಟ ಕೃಪಾಕಟಕ್ಸ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಇಫ್ ಸಾಧಕ್ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಡ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ ರಿಸೈಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ತವ ವಿತ್ ಫಿಕ್ಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಲೀನರ್ ಡೇಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಎಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಮೂನ್ ಡೇ ದ ಬ್ರೈಟ್ ಅಷ್ಟಮಿ ದ ದಶಮಿ the Ekadasi and the Trayodasi, then each and every one of his desires will be fulfilled one by one and by the merciful sidelong glance of Sri Radha. He will obtain devotional service that has the special symptoms of being imbued with pure ecstatic love of God, Krishna Prema. Urudnane Nabindrane Radaye Kanth ದಂತಕ್ಕೆ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ ತಲೆ ಸಿತಾಯ ಪಠೇತ ಸಾಧಕ ಸತಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಾರ್ಥ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಸ್ಯಾದ್ ವಾಕ್ಯಮಾರ್ಥಂ ತಥಾ ಲಭೇತ್ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯಂ ಚ ಲಭೇತ್ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ದಶಾ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ ರಾಧಿಕಾಂ. ದಟ್ ಸಾಧಕ ಹೂ ರಿಸೈಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ತವ 100 ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವೈಲ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವಾಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ ಅಪ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಸೈಜ್ ನೆವಲ್ ಚೆಸ್ಟ್ ಓರ್ ನೆಕ್ will attain complete perfection in the 5 goals of human existence, namely dharma, artha, kama, moksha and prema. He also will attain the power by which everything he says will become true. He will come true. He becomes very powerful and opulent due to attaining transcendental majesty, and he gets to meet Sri Radhika face to face, seeing her in seeing her even with his present eyes. Tena sa tat sakshat deva dusta datte mahavaram yena pasyati no netrabhyam tat priyam syama sundaram. By such chanting of this prayer, Radhakunda Sri Radhika becomes so pleased that she instantly bestows a grand benediction on the devotee which is that he sees her beloved Shyam Sundara with his own eyes. Nitya pravesha cha dadati Sri Vrajadhipa atah parataram parthya vaishnavasya na vidyate. Then the Lord will of Vrindavan grants the devotee entrance into his eternal pastime. Genuine Vaishnav hanker for nothing beyond this. Thus, the Sri Radha Kripaya Kripakataksa Sotram Sampunam. So, having said all these things, we learn some lessons from that. This Akrura's the story of the Daksha and his behavior with with Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Lord Krishna says that pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Pritha. So the demoniacs are always arrogant or proud. They desire to be worshipped by others and demand respectability. Over trifles, they become very angry. So Krishna also says, Kama esha kodha esa rajo guna samudbhava. He said to Arjuna that is a lust only, which is born of contact with material modes of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. So when a living entity comes in contact with material creation, his eternal love for Krishna is transformed into the lust, an association with a mode of passion. In other words, the senses of love of God become transformed into lust. As a milk in contact with sour tamarind is transformed into yogurt. Then again, when lust is unsatiated, it turns into wrath. Wrath is transformed into illusion, which in turn it causes the loss of memory and becomes bewilderment. And finally, one loses the intelligence, and thus is fall down is sure. So this kind of chain reaction starts from the lust and anger. So Lord Priya, the last thing is that Lord Shiva, in his prayers, he was teaching the prayers to the sons of Rachinbarhi, the ten Prachetas. And the one important prayer I have written down, that we can chant that prayer before chanting our japa, just to control the mind. The control of the mind is Lord Aniruddha. So Lord Shiva prays to the controller of mind Aniruddha to please help him, engage him, his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. That prayers are Namo Namo Aniruddhaya Rishikesha Sendriyatmane Namaha Paramahamsaya Purnaya Nibratatmane. That's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, Text Number 36. So Lord Shiva says, My dear Lord, as the supreme directing deity known as Aniruddha, you are the master of the senses and mind. I therefore offer my obeisances unto you again and again. You are known as Ananta as well as Shankarsana because of your ability to destroy the whole creation by the blazing fire from your mouth. So I will end here. Thank you very much. Please forgive me if I have made so many mistakes in that. If anyone has any comment, we can discuss. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Danvat Pranam, Shri Prabhupada. Thank you so much for a very nice class, Prabhuji. It was very nice to hear from you today. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat, Dhamaram, Das Complimental Prabhu. Thank you very much for very enlightening lecture. Prabhu, I have a couple of questions, like, what is the difference between Avesha and Avatara?
Avesha and Avatara. Avesha means direct expansion. Avesha means like the examples are the Balaram. It is direct expansion. And you know, the avatars are so many of them, and according to the need and also situation in the material world, the avatars come different times, different ways. For example, Narada Singh Dev come when he came when Prahlad was in trouble. So the all the Kurma, Matsya Kurma, these are all avatars. But in Avesha, it's just like Lord comes. Lord comes in the form of His energy. There, you know, like a Shakti Avesha avatar. He empowered the living entities, like Lord Brahma, or other devatas with some power, and that's what the Shakti Avesha avatar. Avesha means, you know, the empowerment given to particular. So the sometimes the some the direct expansion are different. Krishna comes as himself. Balaram also comes himself. But the every time Lord Krishna doesn't come all the time, he comes in the once in the day of a Brahma. So they descend directly, but every time they don't come, but they invest some energy into certain living entities. That's called they are Avesha avatar. I don't know whether it's made it clear or not, but if you have.
Little bit better than before, Prabhu, but the Sanskrit meaning of Avesha is actually the dress or the appearance. Like, you know, we have Gaja Vesha avatar because the deities of Jagannath, they dress up as Gaja or the Gajanana or the Lord Ganesha, because some devotee wanted to worship Ganesha only. So they appeared in the Vesha or the Avesha or the dress of a Gaja or the elephant. So yeah, I have to do some more, but it's a little better than the understanding, a little better than before. And the other question I have, Prabhu, is that the Shiva Loka, is it part of the Vaikuntha planets? Is it beyond the Brahmjyoti, or it is not? And does it get involved in the Mahaprabhu?
It's at the Shiva Loka or Sambhu. Sarasivloka is placed between material, I mean, it's the boundary of Viraja River, which, you know, differentiates or separates material world from spiritual world. So in between. It's like a river has a tata, means a bank. That area where Sambhu or Sadashiv lives. He's not in the spiritual as well as he's not in the material.
Okay.
It's in between.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Again, for Avesha, I didn't understand your explanation. What was the... the example of Ganesh or somebody, you know.
Yeah. So what he's saying is there's a two... Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. So what Prabhuji is saying is a mood is one avesha and another is external feature like a cloth. So there is two avesha. Avesha means accept somebody's akruti, means like the way he is, like you put on a cloth and how he looks and things like that. That's how it's a similar way you look. And, you know, that's how he looks. So that's avesha. And then another is accept the mood, you know, mood of somebody. And that's avesha.
Now, are there any example of avesha?
Well, you give one example of Balaram and, you know, things like that. And then another is he's
Balaram.
Saying that...
Balaram is not exactly avesha.
Okay, well, you say Saktavis Avatar and other, that he empowers the living entity like Lord Brahma and others, Lord Krishna, he empowers. So that's avesha, that he gives the power to rule, or he gives a power to preach, you know, he gives power to do whatever. So that's his
Sakti Avesha Avatar. That is the empowerment of his Krishna's energy into some living entity. That is the Avesha Avatara. Because in a spiritual realm, Krishna expands, first expansion is Balaram. And from Balaram's expansion, there is a Chaturvyu, Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. And from that second expansion, Sankarsana, comes another quadruple expansion, again Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. And from that Sankarsana, second Sankarsana, expansion is Mahasankarsana. That Mahasankarsana expands into Mahavishnu, who lies on the Karana Jala, Karana, you know, causal ocean. And from his glance through the halo of Lord Shiva, halo is the Lord Shiva, he impregnates the material energy and all the living entities are created in the womb of that material energy. So then Mahavishnu, I mean, Karanadak Vishnu, from his body's pores, comes out the universes. The millions and millions of universes are coming out from his bodily pores, hair, Loma Vilaja. Then those pores and those universes coming out in the seed and they are growing. And that same Mahavishnu enters into the universe, each and every universe, in an expansion. And that expansion is Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, What happens that that same Vishnu, when he enters in newly formed universe, it is which is dark and hot. So he perspires a lot. And his perspiration, with his perspiration, he fills the whole half of the universe with that perspiration. It's called Garbhodak Ocean. And he lies down on that ocean. But at that time, Balaram, his first expansion, comes to serve him as a Seshanaga. So he becomes his bed, where Lord Garbhodak Sai Vishnu lies. And from his navel sprouts a lotus flower. And on top of the lotus flower, Brahma is born. So Brahma is a living entity who is empowered to create by create the universe. He is a secondary creator. But when Brahma is born, he doesn't know where he came from. And it's, everything is dark, and it's so much windy, and so much he's stuttering. So he prays. At that time, he hears the word tapa, perform austerity. So that way, he perform millions of years of austerity. Then he heard. He was initiated by Lord Krishna himself, playing flute, and from that sound of the flute, he got the knowledge where he came from, what is his duty, why he came to the universe, and he also came to know from who is Krishna. And where is his abode, Goloka Vrindavan, all these things. So when he in the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Tene Brahma Rida Adi Kavaye. But in his heart, all knowledge was given. That knowledge, he realized this knowledge and he wrote Brahma Samhita. Then he starts with Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. So all these Brahma Samhita slokas he spoke all this, And then he was ordered to start creation. Then he was given empowerment, Kriya Sakti. Of Kriya Sakti, or Srishti Sakti. The Lord Narada is given a Bhakti Sakti. So different Saktis are given to different personalities, and that they are all Saktyaves of Tarev. Okay?
Yeah, that is true. Like a Daksha Prajapati is given a power to procreate and things like that, yeah.
Yeah, so they are different personalities given all kind of things. So Indra and Chandra and Surya, all are given,
Hare Krishna Prabhu, sorry to interject, but, still I have some clarification to make, and I'm going to do some research and see the meaning of avatara. I'm going by the meaning of avatara in Sanskrit. Actually, Balaram is not a avesha because Balaram is a direct expansion of Krishna.
Well, where
in the caduceus
exists. Which scripture you are reading?
Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada. And I don't read any other scriptures.
No,
so
I know.
Balaram is a direct expansion.
I don't know the name.
Direct expansion of Krishna.
The thing is
let me finish. let me finish. So, you know, I mean, I don't want to cause more confusion, and I will end the discussion here so I can do my own lookup. I'm sorry to, you know, bother. So, avatara is when somebody descends, when the divine Krishna or Balaram, Sankarsan, they descend on the material planet, that's called avatara. The meaning of avatara is, ava means to descend and tara means to deliver. So when Lord comes to the material sky, to the material planet, it's called the avatara because it descends to deliver. The vesha or avesha is the dress or the outer appearance. So there is a difference between avatara and avesha, and I'm going to look it up myself. And I will, you know.
If you have a...
any other questions?
Teaching of Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
You read that. There are so expand. You know, everything is explained in there. All kind of avatars, everything.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I will do that. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I think I took so long.
Hare Krishna, Prabhupada.
Include.
That was all Srila Prabhupada and Guruji. Thank you very much for wonderful association. Especially that Radha Vallabhar is very...
How nicely you explained that before Japa we have to sing to control our mind, Prabhupada. We remember your words. 100 pranam to your seva, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji, and thank you so much for bringing this Adhatu Pakatasya. It was really, really wonderful. And very nice discussion, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you. So we wrap it up.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Baram, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
You had a very nice Radha Kataksha Kripa Sostram. It was a very nice and good explanation. We wish that we will go to Vrindavan and we can memorize and we can follow the teaching and we can offer Radharani and we can sing that Sostram. Okay, thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Let's stay all over. Do all the rest, Noah. Vanchakalpata.
Vanchakalpata.